T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What a treat we have here. A lot of people off today on Martin Luther King Day. But these three guys, huh? These three guys, with their never-ending, tireless work ethic, have shown up the day after the conference title games, the day after maybe the best Penguins win of the year, to talk sports. May I introduce, from left to right, from Northwestern. He's a 6-foot point guard. Third year of eligibility, averages 13 points a game, Mr. Ronald Cook.
Good morning, Joseph. How are you today?
Yeah, that's all right. Doing well.
Thank you.
To your left, where'd you graduate from, Bob? Point Park?
Point Park University.
Former Point Park University center, all-time leading scorer at the school. Finished 2 points ahead of Paul Zeiss on a basket the other team gave you. Mr. Bob Pompiani.
I'll clap for him, too.
Bob.
It's hard to really deal with 6-foot point guards. You know, we need a little bit more reach.
I had quickness.
Height.
Good foot speed. Good motor. My motor never stopped.
Well, we like that. You're like the Matthew Dellavedova of this radio station. Is that a good analogy?
He doesn't know who that is. No. He's a backup point guard, Ron, in the NBA. Come on, Bob.
I don't know.
Bob, did you recover yet from me calling your show the other day as Carl from Carlington?
Carl from Carlington, except that it never came out that way because Billy Steinbach put it as Carl in Pittsburgh. If it had been Carl from Carlington, I would have said Carl from Carlington.
You would have fallen for it again.
I would have fallen.
Do you really have nothing better to do in your life?
He prank calls the Saturday show.
Morning, I really
you
don't.
You do this 5 days a week, 20 hours a week talking sports, and on your day off, you call the Pompiani show?
I gain great joy from calling Bob's show. Because, Ron, now it's become a game with his producers. They've let me in as Peter from Peter's Township, Franklin from Franklin Township. Bob, the last time, that was like a month ago.
I know a guy named Franklin in Franklin Township.
They named the town after you. They let me on. And then the other day is Carl from Carlington, although you're right, it did get wrecked.
So what's next? Kennedy from Kennedy Township?
I have a special plan.
Oh, that could be good. I'm very much aware of this now, this pattern of sociopathic.
I just can't believe that the man has so little life that this is what he does.
I have less,
for
even less life than that, Ron. You know me. All right. We got all kinds of things to talk about, but I'm sorry. The biggest story in this town today is what you wrote about, Ron, and that is Matt Murray not getting booed, because there's a difference between boos
and jeer
and getting mocked by your home fans as a 2-time cup winner and as a guy who's been through a lot and as a guy who's actually playing well. He's playing better than Tristan Jarry pretty significantly, actually, in the month of January, in my opinion, has earned the start again against the Flyers on Tuesday.
But
that's a different story. The story you wrote about is the mock cheer from his own fans. What'd you guys think?
I didn't like it. And I'm a guy who defends the fans' right to boo on almost all occasions. This was the wrong time and the wrong guy. And if you were there at the time, it was 2 minutes into the game against a very good team. Yeah, maybe he gave up one that he could have stopped. But it struck me as being really embarrassing for those fans who did. Now, I'm not saying it was 16,800 who did it, but it was real loud and to the point that the teammates noticed it, and Murray certainly noticed. I don't know if we have the tape. I asked him the two questions back-to-back, including the second one where he's saying the fans gave it to you pretty hard. Were you able to tune it out? And he gave a very terse no comment.
Yeah.
It clearly bothered him.
And it bothered
his teammates. This isn't some bum that has never done anything for the organization. He handled his benching this year with class, as far as I could tell. He never moaned about it, and he waited for his opportunity to come again, and I think he's running through that door that Jarry is open for him. I would start him tomorrow night in Philly, too.
I would not, only because this is going to be a long layoff, and I think I'd like to get Tristan in there one more time. But based on what he did, especially in the third period of games, Steve Mears put out a good tweet about what Murray's work has been in the third period. And again, yesterday, 14 for 14 with saves. I think that speaks to his mental toughness that he could deal with that. And I agree with you, Ron. I think people have such a short memory here. We're in a hot take society where everyone on Twitter wants to write what immediately, again, watching sometimes I shouldn't watch Twitter. You watch Twitter and immediately game over, Murray stinks, blah, blah, blah. It's like, all right, you're really going to give up on a game. Just like last week when it was 24-0 in favor of the Houston Texans at Kansas City. People were already ripping Andy Reid. He should be fired. And what happens? They come back. Let the game play out. And the other thing with Matt Murray, you're absolutely right. This is a guy who has never caused any problems in there. He graciously helps Tristan Jarry. Plus, he's worked extremely hard to get back to where he was. He's having not a good year by his standard. Yeah, absolutely. That does not mean that after two Stanley Cups and big wins, and for some reason people never want to credit him either, Joe. It's very weird to me that they'll say, well, what did he really face? He was the goaltender of record. He was in there. There was a game in Washington in 2016 where he made 47 saves, and he had to make a lot of big ones to win a playoff game. The point is, I don't think it speaks for a large percentage of the population who go to those games. They're not. There are people who do, and they're doing it for
what
the wrong reason.
What percent does it speak to? Were you guys both at the game? It was apparently, by the way, more than once. It was apparently three or four times.
It kept going on for a while. I was there.
So would you say, if you had to put a percentage, and I know it's a wild ballpark figure, well, what was it?
A third, maybe.
That's a lot.
It was
and you
lot.
Could hear it on TV, it was, I can tell you that.
Oh, my God, it was clearly loud.
And it was
really,
and it
got a little less as the game went on.
And that was a nationally televised game, and I would argue.
I thought it was embarrassing for Pittsburgh. I really
so did.
I did. And, again, I'm a guy who defends the fans right. You pay money. You're not happy with the performance. It just was at the wrong time for the wrong guy and the wrong way, too.
412-928-9370. Do you agree? It seems for once all three of us have the exact same take on this, that it was embarrassing. These guys, were you at the game, did you say, Bob? Yes.
No, I wasn't.
You were watching
TV, I was. Right.
And they addressed it on television. Brian Boucher said, wow, that's hard for a goaltender.
Sid addressed it afterwards.
Well, normally Sidney Crosby would never do what he did yesterday. Would you agree? Where he came out basically and said, yeah, you know, he had a deal. It's kind of disappointing to hear the fan base. He's twice talked about it. And I know Evgeny Malkin was mad about it, too.
We're gonna go over what Malkin said, which were really powerful words. Letang addressed it. Ron addressed it with Murray, who, like we said, just had a terse no comment. What did you think of it out there? And if you were one of them doing that, what were you thinking? You know, was it embarrassing for Pittsburgh? I thought it was a massive embarrassment.
And you know what, Joe? It's a shame because it kind of overshadows just a terrific
best win of the year
against a very good team. Boston had beaten them twice earlier this year, and it was just you don't come back from 3-0 against them and get that win. It was you say the best of the year. I can't remember too many more that I would.
It was the best of the year
that I would put up there, and I thought it was important the way Boston kind of really whipped them earlier last week and whipped them twice. And you know you're going to probably see them in the playoffs. They're a really good team. A really good team.
You pay for your ticket. You have a right to do that. But how does it reflect upon what a lot of people would say, including a lot of people within that organization and the fan base itself? We're the best fans in hockey, some of the best fans in sports. I thought that was a black mark on the resume, honestly. And I see a lot of people on social media saying, oh, you'd never treat Fleury that way. Yes, you would and you did.
And
I'm going to read from a Ron Cook column from 10 years ago about what happened to Marc-Andre Fleury. So don't give me this Murray is a victim of the adulation of Fleury. Fleury was mock-cheered, was booed, and was damn near run out of town during the years that he struggled in the playoffs. Let's talk about that coming up. Ron asked Murray, we may hear that. We're definitely going to hear Sid, and I'm going to tell you what Gino said. And these were by far the most scathing words of all. And you won't believe the city that he brought up when he was discussing Penguins fans' behavior in the game last night. 412-928-9370. You can text us on the Egger Snyder & Associates fan text line, 412-928-9370. Egger Snyder & Associates reminds you to text responsibly. You can follow us on Twitter, 93.7 The Fan, driven by Shorkey Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, locations in North Huntington and the North Hills.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.